Electricity from renewable energy sources will soon be consistently cheaper than the energy from fossil fuels. This prediction comes in a new report from the International Renewable Energy Agency, and they predict that this will happen worldwide in 2020. And already, in many parts of the world, renewable energy is competitive with fossil fuel. But Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on NPR One, not just competitive, but consistently cheaper than the energy from fossil fuels. And 2020 doesn't seem like that far away.
It's exciting stuff. I mean, right now, fossil fuel-generated power, you know, smokestacks, carbon, costs anywhere from about 5 to 17 cents per kilowatt hour. But as demand for renewables increases and you see the attendant expertise climb the learning curve, everything from hydropower, onshore wind, geothermal, solar, photovoltaics, they all fall comfortably within that price range. So if you're building out power infrastructure with, say, like a 40-year lifespan, it's now far easier to make a good return on the investment.
Okay, we always want to consider the source. And this study does come from an agency that focuses on renewable energy. So is there data to back up their findings?
I mean, this data is kind of fungible. You can find these points on a Bloomberg or Reuters terminal. State regulatory commissions and companies are increasingly abiding by them. And you look at utilities in places like California and Western Europe, they depend on these figures to make hundreds of billions of dollars in large-scale investments in renewables. So even on a mom-and-pop level, more and more homeowners are relying on these numbers to ditch the grid and go solar. So you're seeing it everywhere.
Yeah. And what exactly are we seeing? What kinds of technology? You mentioned a couple. And also, what are the biggest barriers to this coming true?
Well, look, it sounds so darn enticing, like Mother Nature is practically begging you to take her energy, right? Mm-hmm. Every hour, the sun hits the earth with enough light to meet a whole year of our energy needs. The problem is utilities, by law, have to provision customers 24/7. And the sun doesn't always shine. The wind don't always blow. So you can't just quit fossil fuels cold turkey regardless of price. Mm-hmm. You need them as a crutch. But in improving technology and storage and grid works will change this codependency, and it's happening faster, really, than anybody had imagined.
Yeah, you'll still need nuclear to fill in the gaps, people are saying. But what about the political barrier? We know newer industries often subsidized by the government. The Obama administration did a lot of that. Now we have the Trump administration looking to bring back jobs in coal, rolling back a lot of Obama-era decisions, encouraging more open water oil drilling. So might that change this report, this 2020 target?
It's a huge grain of salt that you have to consider. But still, Robin, over time, it's hard to fight against economic appeal. You know, it's never easy to wrest a bone from the jaws of a powerful dog, the utilities. Mm-hmm. They're in no rush to see their bill-paying customers cover their roofs in solar and cut the cord and leave the power grid. They've spent a century and untold amounts on fossil fuel-centric infrastructure, and they have a lot of money to lobby lawmakers to help prolong the status quo. But not all of them. I mean, you could look at California, which is like its own nation. The state is now requiring its biggest utilities to default to renewables during peak demand. And that kind of adoption, it's only going to speed the learning curve and make renewables more accessible and affordable nationwide, even globally.
I think you just heard a cheer from the West Coast when you said California, almost its own nation. Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.